You might remember from my being here before, we're going to take a little break right now. We've been working hard. We've been praying together fervently. You've been singing beautifully. You've been listening to the readings very carefully. We'll take a little break and then we'll go back to more active listening, okay? Have a story or two. What do you call a rude cow? A beef jerky. Did you hear about the guy who drank invisible ink? He's at the hospital waiting to be seen. What do you call a can opener that doesn't work? A can't opener. Where do burgers go dancing? At the meatball. Oh, you didn't like that, huh? Let's try hamburgers again. Why do hamburgers go south for the winter? So they don't freeze their buns. What did the Dalmatian say after dinner? Yum, that hit the spot. How does Darth Vader like his toast? On the dark side. It was an emotional wedding. Even the cake was in tears. Some of you are going to get that a little later today. How do you make an egg roll? Just give it a little push. What kind of music should you listen to while fishing? Something catchy. What sounds like a sneeze and is made of leather? A shoe. Did some of you not get that? Okay, I better quit. Several years ago, I went to Washington, D.C. for a conference. I was with two staff members from our parish, Michael and Margaret, and the time came for us to go out to dinner. And we were wondering what to eat. We had to go someplace in the neighborhood. Well, we were in the Adams Morgan district. And in Washington, D.C., in that time, there were several Ethiopian restaurants in the Adams Morgan district. And I had never had Ethiopian food. Margaret hadn't either. But Michael had tried it once, so he said, "Let's give it a shot." We all agreed. So we went to Meskerem Restaurant. I'm going to tell you, when we got there and the door opened, we were looking at a space that to me looked very much like kind of the lobby of a hotel or something. It didn't look like a restaurant because there were no tables. They had these little footstool-looking things, very low, and then they had baskets. They were like about this big around with a rim on them and a base, okay? We were told to have a seat, so we sat down on those little cushions with our knees at our chins. We really just squatted, really. And the waiter brought us the menu. We looked it over. I recognized a few things, a couple of vegetables, beef, lamb, goat. I had seen all of those things on the menu. I had no idea, though, how they were going to come to us. So we asked the waiter for suggestions since we hadn't had Ethiopian before, and he said, "Try the sampler platter." Okay, so we each ordered the sampler platter. Our food came out to us on a big tray. At the bottom of the tray, there was this thick tortilla-looking thing, okay? And in the middle of the tray were these glops, brown glops of food. It makes you wonder. When they set the tray down there, it fit perfectly in that little basket. And The waiter then gave us some bread. But their bread was very different. It was as big as the tray, and it was folded 4 times. So you had this pie-shaped piece of bread, and the waiter told us, this is how you eat. You hold the bread like this, you tear off a piece, you pick up some of the food, and you put it in your mouth and eat it, bread and all. Wow. I could tell right off we weren't going to get any knives, forks, or spoons. So I was adventurous. I tore off a little of the stuff. I put it into the glop, and I slopped it into my face. And it was very tasty. I didn't know what I was eating, didn't have a clue, but it tasted good. So we ate our meal, tearing off the bread, picking up the glop, and chewing away. It was delicious, every bite of it. And even though you were chewing with your chin on your knees, it was an experience, you know? When was the last time that happened to you? That is eating Ethiopian. And you know what I discovered? Ethiopia is very, very close to the Holy Land. It's on the northern side of Africa, not far from across the sea where the Holy Land is. And the other thing I discovered later was that it was probably the way Jesus ate as well. That was the custom of all the Middle Eastern people, to eat by using the bread as your knife, fork, and spoon. It's a great way to eat. For the people in the Mediterranean region, particularly for the Jewish people, there is no way that they wanted to pick up something, put it in your mouth, and then put it down, pick up something else with the same thing, and put it in your mouth. To use a fork would have made you impure, unclean. So, they ate with their bread. Wow. That's how Jesus and his disciples ate. Today, Jesus says to us, I am the bread of life. Now, in the Middle East, that bread is not just something extra thrown on the table in a little basket that some people put too much butter on, you know? That is your way to get to the main course. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the way that you get to the main course, which is eternal life with God. Jesus talks about how the Israelites were fed in the desert with manna that came every day. That nourished them all through their time in the wilderness. He says, that bread they ate, and then they died. But I am the living bread that came down from heaven. I will be the bread that helps you get to that main course, which is eternal life with God. Without Jesus, we couldn't get there. Without Jesus, we would not know the possibility of eternal life with God. Jesus became humble bread for us so that we could get to God. Today, at this Eucharist, Jesus will become humble bread for us, so that we might be fed to life now and in the future. Eating Ethiopian was quite an experience for me, I have to tell you. I've never forgotten it, even though it was years ago. Middle Eastern bread is the way that you eat everything else that's on the plate. Jesus, as our bread from heaven, is the one who brings us to the eternal banquet with God our Father. This is a year when the bishops of the United States have encouraged us to think about the Eucharist, to pray with and for wisdom, to know in a deeper way what the Eucharist is for each of us. We just had a great big congress and a gathering of people from all over the United States and all over the world in Philadelphia to celebrate Jesus made present for us in bread. Jesus, our bread of life. May this be a year when we come to know more fully how much we depend on Jesus and give thanks for the gift of his life that brings us to eternal life.